A father and his son among three Barbadian fishermen remanded to prison following last week's $33 million cocaine seizure. Two Barbados Labour Party candidates brand their party's economic plans and policies as tools of empowerment. St. Lucie residents told to put loyalty aside and vote for relief from water woes. And the Friends of Democracy calling on government to build a new central hospital to ease pressure at the QEH. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Three Barbadian men, including a father and his son, have been remanded to Dodds Prison, charged with the importation of what is likely to be the largest cocaine seizure in the history of Barbados. 55-year-old Silverton Lewis Clark of Emerald Park East St. Philip, his son, 33-year-old Ronaldo Jabari Carrington of Lower Burnie Haggett Hall St. Michael, and 39-year-old Ryan Adrian Kelly Prescott of Jones Road Mylords Hill St. Michael were charged this morning when they appeared before Magistrate Manila Rene with possession, intent to supply, and trafficking of drugs. The charges stem from a joint maritime operation involving the French Navy, the Regional Security System, the Barbados Police Service Narcotics Unit, and the Barbados Defense Force Coast Guard. During the operation on Wednesday, the 28th of January, a Barbadian-registered fishing vessel was intercepted off the island's coast. A search of the vessel uncovered 676 kilograms of cocaine with an estimated street value of 33.8 million Barbados dollars. The men appeared before the district magistrate this morning and were remanded until the 3rd of March. The high leadership statistic of Prime Minister Mia Mottley over her opponents in the upcoming general election is of no surprise to those living in North America. This is according to editor Tony Best from New York, who says the latest Nation Starcom Network survey showing the Prime Minister ahead is nothing but a surprise.
She is seen as a really national and international figure, not just a rock star on the international stage. She has a very high visibility within the diaspora in North America. You know, periodically she will come up, particularly in September and October, when she comes to the United Nations and, you know, she makes the rounds in the international organizations based in New York. Because, you know, New York is really the center of the economic and social relationships that Barbados and Barbadians have established abroad.
Dear Tony Best. The Democratic Labour Party is being chastised for its failure to address minimum wage concerns during its previous time in office. The Barbados Labour Party's candidate for Christchurch East Central, Ryan Strawn, says the DLP does not have a right to speak on matters surrounding the cost of living, as the ruling party is still alone in efforts to address the matter. Strawn made his comments last night in St. Patrick's.
Under Barbados Labour Party government, we moved the minimum wage from $6.25 first to $8.50. Then to 10.50, and last year in the budget when they announced that we'll do the 2% every year, the minimum wage is now $10.71. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when you do the simple mathematics, the Democratic Labour Party could not find it within themselves to give Bajans at the bottom not a right cent for the 10 years that they were in office, and now walking about Barbados trying to claim as if they have any right to talk about cost of living in this country.
That's BLP candidate for Christchurch East Central, Ryan Strawn. Meantime, St. Philip's self-candidate, Indar Weir, says he's warning Barbadians to avoid supporting any attempt to reduce the value-added tax, emphasizing the point that businesses will not pass on the reduction.
Tell me, what approach would you take to dealing with cost of living? Do you take the approach of putting money in the people's pocket directly? Or do you want to take the approach of gambling with the merchants who, if you remove VAT, you have no guarantee that the prices will come down? And we all know that in economics, they say prices are flexible when going up, but very sticky when coming down. And I tell all of you, be wary. It sounds pretty and nice, but it does not help you. Because you cannot tell a merchant how to put his markups. And therefore, in as much as they talk about removing VAT, they have not engaged in the reality.
That's PLP candidate for St. Philip South, Indar Weir, in the lunchtime edition. The water situation in St. Lucie continues to be a major talking point on the campaign trail in the Northern Parish. Democratic Labour Party candidate Ian Griffith told residents at Checker Hall last night they must place the restoration of their dignity above party loyalty in the upcoming election. Pointing to the immediate plans if elected, Mr. Griffith says apart from the water situation, he would bring immediate support for farmers and also alleviate flooding at Maycox.
You cannot tell me that you can sit down, come up your house, walk down Rocky Road. You can't tell me you can get up and turn on the tap to wash your face and you got to wait till the brown water at least clear up a little bit. You cannot tell me that you continue to buy the liters and liters and liters of bottled water. You cannot tell me that you are going to be satisfied with the amount of money you're spending on filters. You cannot tell me you're going to be satisfied with having to go somewhere or take your white clothes to be washed. You cannot tell me that you're going to suffer for loyalty.
The DLP candidate for St. Lucie, Ian Griffith. Barbados is in urgent need of a new hospital. The Friends of Democracy is maintaining this stance, and they have included it in their manifesto, a proposal for a new facility calling on government to act on some of the ideas proposed. While speaking during the manifesto launch, candidate for Christchurch East Central, Dominic York, says the current state of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital is simply inadequate.
The 2023 Barbados Health Report laments of persistent challenges, including overcrowding, limited access to specialized services, and uneven distribution of healthcare resources across the parishes. Just as we want healthy food to be accessible to every Barbadian, we believe the same should be the reality for quality healthcare. So we, the Friends of Democracy, propose a new standalone, centrally located mini hospital with accident and emergency. This will ensure our healthcare system offers faster, more comfortable, and more accessible care to everyone.
Friends of Democracy candidate for Christchurch East Central, Dominic York. The Eastern Caribbean Conference of Seventh-day Adventists says it is continuing efforts to assist Jamaicans affected by Hurricane Beryl, Hurricane Melissa. Director of the conference, Dale Haynes, says a team recently spent nearly 3 weeks in Jamaica constructing houses and repairing damaged roofs for residents.
Our relief effort, where we sent money over to Jamaica, this one is rebuilding phase. For 13 days in Jamaica, the team was able to construct 11 wooden houses and also would have covered 43 roofs. We also have teams which will be coming after to sustain the growth and the development of the housing stock and also the roofing stock in Jamaica. We're also cognizant that, you know, it is probably just a drop in the bucket, but we are driven by the Jamaican expression, wah wah coco, the full basket.
That's director of the Eastern Caribbean Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Dale Haynes. And finally, St. Lucia Prime Minister Philip J. Pierre says there's no imminent withdrawal of St. Lucian medical students currently staying in Cuba, despite calls from the U.S. for Castries to stop sending students there. Mr. Pierre confirmed that students already enrolled in Cuba will remain while his administration examines alternative options. Our top stories. A father and his son among three Barbadian fishermen remanded to prison following last week's $33 million cocaine seizure. Two Barbados Labour Party candidates brand their party's economic plans and policies as tools of empowerment, Indar Weir one, and the other Ryan Strawn. St. Lucie residents told by the DLP candidate Ian Griffith to put loyalty aside and vote for relief from water woes, and the Friends of Democracy's Dominic York saying government should build a new central hospital to ease the pressure at the QEH. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.